For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colblugo. A prosecutor who was asked to file charges against a South Carolina congressman who pulled out his own loaded handgun during a constituent meeting is recusing himself from the case. Solicitor Kevin Brackett said he couldn't take the case because of a personal friendship with Representative Ralph Norman. He added that he did not believe Norman broke any laws when he placed his loaded handgun on a table during a meeting at a Rock Hill restaurant, and that State Attorney General Alan Wilson could pursue the case if he deems it appropriate. Earlier today, State Democratic Party Chairman Trav Robertson asked Brackett to charge Norman with a felony for unlawfully presenting a firearm. Bills that would restrict abortions, legalize medical marijuana, and penalize drivers caught texting behind the wheel are virtually dead this legislative session. The Charleston Post and Courier reports lawmakers have yet to vote on the proposals and send them from one chamber to the other before tomorrow's crossover deadline. After Tuesday, any proposal not voted on would require a two-thirds vote to even be considered by either the State House or Senate, and there's just 1 month left in the legislative session. State Republicans have taken the first step toward ending the state's practice of crossover voting during primary elections. The party announced today that it would ask voters if they feel they should have the option to affiliate with a political party when registering to vote. The advisory referendum proposed by state GOP Chairman Drew McKissick would be presented to voters in this year's June primary elections. State transportation officials said 9 people were killed on South Carolina highways over the weekend. The State Department of Public Safety said 7 deaths occurred on U.S. routes and primary and secondary state roads. One recorded death happened on a country road. As of yesterday, 220 people have died on South Carolina highways, compared to 264 highway deaths during the same time period in 2017. Duke Energy's new natural gas plant in Anderson County is now online. The 750-megawatt natural gas plant will help provide electricity to Duke customers in North and South Carolina. Construction of the new $700 million plant began in 2015. Duke Energy closed 2 coal-fired units at its W.S. Lee station in 2014 and converted a 3rd coal unit to natural gas in 2015. The utility no longer operates any plants in South Carolina that use coal as a fuel. About 150 South Carolina Army National Guard troops are preparing to head to Europe this spring. The troops are part of the 151st Expeditionary Signal Battalion, which is based in Spartanburg. Local media reports the troops will train for about a month in Texas before they head to Poland for a year to assist the Army with communications duties. The National Guard held a departure ceremony for the troops at Ware Shoals High School over the weekend. And on this day in history, 1865, Robert E. Lee surrendered to Union General Ulysses Grant at Appomattox Courthouse, effectively ending the Civil War. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.